Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A fellow that I had the pleasure of working for passed away a couple of days ago. He was a television writer by the name of Hugh Wilson. He's not a household name, but he was associated with quite a few different shows. He always wanted to be a TV writer, and he wrote for the Bob Newhart Show, the Tony Randall Show. I knew him because he ran an ad agency. When I was a baby DJ, I worked in Atlanta, and that's when I was making the transition from Super Shan to Scott Shannon.
I figured, always be Super Shan.
I figured I had a good, you know, enough, my foot in the door so I could go with my,
your real name.
My name. Right. But this guy had this ad agency, and he represented our television station, I mean our radio station there. Mm-hmm. And he would come to the actual station and sit in the lobby.
Right.
And at that time, we had one of those windows where you could look in and see the DJs working.
Oh, I've worked in those places.
And I would, I always noticed Hugh because he would jot down notes in a notebook.
Oh, he was writing about Super Shan.
And he came up with this idea about a sitcom in a radio station. And it became a hit. He wrote that entire show. He came up with a concept and everything. And I tell people that I was there, and my boss was the same guy that was on that TV show. It looked just like him.
And you were Johnny Fever.
Now, I wasn't Johnny Fever. I was the morning guy. And his name was Gary.
Oh, yeah. The program.
Gary
director.
Sandy was his real name, Andy. Mm-hmm. And we had an evening DJ. I was the program director. We had an evening DJ, and I called him Night Train Lane. And he was a black guy, and he wore a cape to work. And I thought he was very colorful. So he took him, and he named him Venus Flytrap.
Oh, I thought you were Venus Flytrap, too.
No, I didn't.
Did you have a newsman?
Yeah, we had a newsman in there, and we had a sales manager just looking.
And a receptionist.
And we had the receptionist. Now, I told Patty this story. The receptionist was an older lady, but she did resemble Lonnie Anderson.
In that she was well endowed.
Oh, yeah. Everybody used to come in and say, well, what is this, right? And she, you know, when you did your show, you could see her, and it was distracting if she wore certain outfits to work.
Right.
Did you all get a check when the show became a hit?
No. But it's funny. Because every so often I'll mention to somebody that one of the characters was patterned after me, and they go, "Oh, you're full of it." And lo and behold, Kermit found a clip, a radio clip of this guy, this friend of ours, was interviewing Hugh Wilson, the guy who created KRP. Mm-hmm. Eric Nagel was interviewing him over at Sirius XM. And he asked him about this. I guess he didn't believe me.
Who was Andy Travis based on? Was it based on Scott Shannon?
Yeah, wonderful guy. And he was in Atlanta. He was the guy I talked to, gave me, you know, his opinions and ideas.
Scott was the reason in New York City that I really got interested in radio, WKRP as well. But I used to listen to Scott when he hosted the morning show on Z100 in the 80s.
Well, he's a wonderful guy, and he had big impact. And he was a... He was in Atlanta, I guess. You know, I mean, he was one of the reasons, maybe, if you've ever wondered what's become of me, is because I knew how guys like Scott would just kept moving and moving and moving. Talk about Rolling Stones.
But that's kind of fun. I never really had any proof or anything that I was there, so I quit telling people.
So
that.
You have it now.
So now you
got to keep that on your phone.
It. Yeah. But
he was a big director. He directed the first Wives Club, which is a great movie, and also the first Police Academy movie.
Oh, how did you inspire those, Scott?
I had nothing to do with those.
Where's your first wife now? In your house.
Hugh Wilson, gone at 74. He was he had such a creative imagination. He would ask me all kinds of weird things about, you know, why do the people do this? And he didn't really know about a radio station.
Right. He's trying to get the nuances of it for the show.
And one time he said, which characters do we have here you think might make the transition? I said, well, you got to get... Ruth, the receptionist, in there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it was a fun time back then.
Interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.